Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are Root Cause Radio, and we're thankful to be on this platform, using this platform. We are live every single Wednesday, sharing the secrets of optimal health. My name is Bella Marie. It is, of course, an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. For our new listeners, Root Cause Radio is, in fact, sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. It is the teaching and training arm, the only authorized teaching and training arm of Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. Symptometry is the only form of applied therapeutic science that eradicates disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. We are truly delighted to be here with you for today's podcast. This is our listeners' choice podcast. Any questions, comments, concerns you have, we'll definitely go ahead and answer those, share those, acknowledge those, ladies and gentlemen. However, we also had a segment from our lupus show, our lupus podcast that we wanted to play, since that was in fact requested. We're going to give you some information how to connect with us and stay connected with us if you have a health concern of your own and something that you wanted addressed. The American School of Symptometry, again, is a teaching and training arm. If you have an active health concern for yourself or your loved one, your best course of action is to have your own health consultation, actually a private health consultation. The number that you would use to do that is 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. And that would connect you to Symptometry headquarters. You can go ahead and request your private health consultation, ladies and gentlemen. And from that point, you would actually go ahead and connect, you know, for your private 15-minute health consultation, and then you would have your next step. So, again, with Symptometry, your solution, your health resources include not just therapeutic products, but also coaching support as well in making those dietary changes, those lifestyle changes that will really benefit you, because it is a multi-pronged, multi-faceted approach. And, you know, the team at Symptometry headquarters is here to support you all the way. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. If you or a loved one have your own health concern, go ahead and dial 708-691-4977. My name is Bella Marie. It is an honor and a pleasure to be with you tonight on tonight's podcast. And if you want to hear tonight's show again or hear any of our previous podcasts, you want to dial, actually click online, click rootcauseradio.com, rootcauseradio.com, to connect with our previous shows and even find out about upcoming events and take advantage of those online self-help courses to help you or your loved one on your own dietary journey. I will be right back with you for the rest of the show after this quick word from our partner.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Rogers & Hollins is the oldest and largest family-owned jeweler in the country, and they stand behind everything they sell. They have an amazing selection of engagement rings, and they know everything about jewelry. And they're the only fine jeweler who offers lifetime repair and replacement against loss of diamonds or gemstones with no inspection required, ever.
Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the six-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving, we're learning how, we want to spread the word, we need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front, and the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening, and welcome to Root Cause Radio. If you're one of our many listeners tuning in internationally, then good afternoon or good morning, right, depending on the time it is where you are right now. My name is Bella Marie. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome you to today's podcast of Root Cause Radio, where we share the secrets of optimal health. We are proud to be one of the top resources, the premier resource for family caregivers, and we thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. Our topic is lupus. We have had some phenomenal questions sent in, as well as some really just some phenomenal information in store, too. So I'm excited for the guests that we have on the air with us. If you're joining us for the first time, I'd like to share with you that rootcauseradio.com is the place to go to get not only a replay of tonight's broadcast, but also so many of our past shows as well. We have covered just in terms of information for dietary adjustments, right, for healthy longevity. We've covered specific health challenges, be it sickle cell, be it liver cancer, be it inflammation and Crohn's disease. So you want to go ahead and save rootcauseradio.com in your favorite so that you can go ahead and take advantage of that information and listen to tonight's show, a previous broadcast on demand whenever you desire. And also you are going to want to save that website so that you can share it with a friend. Root Cause Radio is, of course, sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. It is the teaching and training arm, the only authorized institution to empower people with the knowledge of root cause therapeutics. And again, these are all natural, scientifically supported solutions for pressing health concerns. Family caregivers are enrolled there, pharmacists, medical doctors. We're so excited for the work happening at the American School of Symptometry, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And we are truly delighted that they have created this platform for us to share information as well. You can learn more about our sponsor, the American School of Symptometry, as well as take advantage of our past podcasts and upcoming events at rootcauseradio.com. And symptometry is the only form of applied therapeutic science that is able to and focuses on exclusively removing the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA level. So this means, from the blood, from the lymphatic system, and from the cells themselves, okay, so that we can regain optimal function and rid both body and mind of disease. If you have a question, want us to cover a specific topic, again, the website you want to go to is rootcauseradio.com, and that's also where you will find our current doctors of symptometry, our licensed symptometrists as well, okay? So if there's a topic or you want us to go not covered on today's show where you want us to go more in depth or you just want a private one-on-one health consultation, you can take advantage of the phone consultations offered by our symptometrist. There is AMSU L currently stationed in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He was at the recent event, actually the health seminar sponsored by HELP, which is a nonprofit in North Carolina. He is not only a licensed symptometrist, ladies and gentlemen, he is also serving as the director of administration at the American School of Symptometry. Okay, definitely an excellent resource, and we are glad to have him with us in the community. Dr. Amsel L's office number is area code 336-456-9183. Again, that's 336-456-9183. Okay, and then we also have Dr. Maxwell Narte. That's Dr. Maxwell Narte, whose health center is headquartered in
Westchester, Illinois, actually maybe 20 minutes outside of Chicago, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. And this is exciting because not only is Dr. Narte our guest for this evening, he's also the founder of Symptometry, the founder also of the American School of Symptometry. And what started as a journey for his personal health, for his family's protection, has actually grown, right? 16 years of research later, 20 years in practice with the Symptometry Health Center, ladies and gentlemen. The world does have cause therapeutics. So we are really thankful for him joining us tonight, and also especially thankful that he still offers consultations. So if you have a question or a concern, you can reach Dr. Narte's office by dialing 708-691-4977. Again, that is 708-691-4977. And we are excited to have so many of you with us tonight, and we will not belabor the point of the show anymore because we know you joined us to get specific information, and we are happy, happy, happy to share it with you, okay? Lupus is an inflammatory disease, right? And the immune system, what's going on when someone is diagnosed with lupus is that the immune system is really attacking its own tissues. This can be very painful and uncomfortable. It's actually one of the most overlooked and misdiagnosed conditions in the world today. There are 5 million people living with lupus at any particular time, but even if the concerns are reported right away, ladies and gentlemen, what actually happens is that on average, it takes about 6 years for the condition to be correctly diagnosed using allopathic medicine, right? Using the who dispense and practice pharmaceutical drugs, Western medicine, whatever, however you call it, however you want to identify it. It's on average, it's about 6 years. So there are people suffering for a while who know something is wrong and are looking for help and solutions, or they have identified it or they suspect it, but still, because they don't have the diagnosis officially from the medical community, they are not able really to get adequate support. And that's part of the reason why we're excited for today's show, and especially delighted for the guests that we have with us today, okay? So anyone you know dealing with inflammation, dealing with swelling, dealing with damage to the joints, skin, kidneys, blood, the heart, the lungs, okay, all of those are things that are symptoms of lupus, ladies and gentlemen. Lupus can even affect the brain. However, if you know anyone dealing with any of those conditions, send them the link to tonight's show. Invite them to join us right now because they will get information that is absolutely powerful for where they are today and help them move to where they want to be. So without any further ado, it is a delight and a pleasure to welcome our guest honor tonight, the founder of Symptometry, originator of Root Cause Therapeutics, Dr. Maxwell Narte. Welcome to Root Cause Radio, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you are welcome. And it's a pleasure to have you, definitely. So, of course, you in your years of service with the Symptometry Health Center have helped people overcome so many different health challenges. And we are thankful that despite your busy schedule with research and treatment, actually helping people, you still made time to develop and found the American School of Symptometry. And you have added yet another thing to your schedule, not only appearing on AUMA Radio on Mondays and Tuesdays in August, but also joining us here on Root Cause Radio tonight. Thanks again, Dr. Narte.
You're welcome. Thank you. Also, thank you. Thank you very much for letting people know that we are doing things differently so that people are cured, not treated, but cured. Thank you.
Thank you, and that is a difference. So let's go ahead and tackle this right now, okay? Because in the intro, I mentioned the general and accepted definition of lupus, right? An autoimmune disease. The immune system is attacking itself, the tissues and the organs of the body, okay? However, Dr. Narte, symptometry focuses on the root cause of disease. So we have got to ask, what is the root cause of lupus?
First things first. Symptometry rejects the definition of lupus as an autoimmune disease. Totally, completely rejects this definition. There is no such thing as the body turning against itself. There is no such thing. If you want to know who a person is, you have to define who we are. Who are we? We are high maintenance biological existences made of cells in which there is DNA, the molecule that begins the process called life species. We are high maintenance biological existences because we burn elements for energy. Fundamentally, we are the burners of elements and we belong to the human species. What does it mean? What it means is combustion, which some experts call oxidation, naturally in our mitochondria, within our cells. And we have a digestive system that is made of human collagen and glycogen. The human digestive system is designed to process only monosaccharides. Then people give their body disaccharides, sucrose, lactose, maltose, and so on and so forth. Wrong. Our digestive system processes only or efficiently light starch. People eat heavy starch. Wrong. Our digestive system processes only light protein. People eat heavy proteins in crabs, in lobster, in shrimp, and in eggs, and on. Wrong. Our digestive system processes only polyunsaturated oil, corn oil, avocado oil, almond oil, coconut oil, and on. Wrong. Our digestive system processes only unsaturated fat. And you give your body saturated fat in eggs, saturated fat in what? In butter, saturated fat in margarine, saturated fat in lard. Wrong. Why did I start on this path? Because physicians and allopathic medicine's research is based on medical science. Medical science will never, never, never cure a disease. Never. If you want to cure diseases, you want to know the root cause of all human diseases, you start by the definition of who we are. We are always burning elements. And if you continue to burn oxysterol, O, X for X-ray, Y for yellow, S for Sam, T for Thomas, E for Edward, R for Robert, O for Oscar, L for Larry, oxysterol. In eggs, you are setting yourself up for lupus erythematosus or lupus vulgaris. You are setting yourself up. You are predisposing yourself to lupus by eating eggs, by using products that contain egg fragments or egg components. You say, oh, all right, I only eat egg white because they say egg white is good. Egg white is good. Egg white is good. I have news for you. We in symptometry, we use applied chemistry, not theoretical chemistry, applied chemistry. We deconstruct egg white to know what is in it so that when our mitochondria burn egg white, we should expect certain consequences. Egg white is albumin, egg protein called albumin. Carbon egg white is 72. There are 72 atoms of carbon. 1,134 atoms of oxygen and hydrogen. 218 atoms of nitrogen. 50,241 atoms of sulfur. This is what you will burn to give you energy when you eat egg white. Now, let me tell you what is going to happen. This is why we reject, totally reject, the idea or the notion that lupus is an autoimmune disease. And I'm giving you the scientific facts. After burning so much carbon atoms, so many carbon atoms in oxysterol and in albumin, total, the total number of carbons is going to be 72 plus 53, 128 carbon atoms when you eat eggs alone. Yellow or white. 128. What are you doing to yourself? Well, I will tell you what you are doing to yourself. Your mitochondria will burn so much carbon that there will be a lot of casts. The byproduct of the burning process is the production of casts. C for comfort, A for apple, S for Sam, T for Thomas, S for Sam. Casts. You will have so many casts in your body, in your skin, in your thyroid, in your adrenal gland, everywhere. And now, I will tell you what this cast will do. Oh, well, I have thyroid problem. I have this problem. I have this problem. And they're all associated with lupus. Oh, well, I have lupus because I am black. I have lupus. That is not true. Lupus has absolutely nothing to do with your race. Nothing to do with your race. You are eating the wrong foods. And you've never had scientific guidance on how to select foods. Nothing. You are now in a hotel, and then for breakfast, you have scrambled eggs and this and that. All right, fine, you are going to eat it. Then there is mayonnaise. I prefer light mayo, light. Well, there is egg. There are eggs in it. Or donut. There are eggs in many, many, many items. You must have this information so that you stay away
from the foods that supply so much carbon, so much hydrogen, so much sulfur to your mitochondria to burn all these elements and release a lot of gas. So now, I just told you why we reject the notion that some diseases are called should be called autoimmune diseases, because they turn against the person themselves.
Thank you, Dr. Narte. I think the expression people use nowadays is mind blown, like literally a complete paradigm shift. And thank you for going into such detail with your answer. I know there are going to be people, myself included, who have to listen to the replay just to wrap our heads around that. Let's keep this conversation going, Dr. Narte. You mentioned something about the thyroid there in your response, right? So let's dive into a little bit more of that. Why are fatigue and hypothyroidism common symptoms in so many quote-unquote autoimmune diseases, such as lupus specifically? Why hypothyroidism and fatigue, sir?
You are tired even to get up in the morning. You are tired in the afternoon. You eat food, instead of you getting energy, you are exhausted. You need a nap. And a nap for how many minutes? No, for you, it will be a nap for 1 hour at least. 1 hour at least. You are always tired. Now they call it chronic fatigue syndrome associated with lupus. Well, I have news for you. The cast that you have produced have now jammed your mitochondria, and they have prevented the ATP from storing energy for you. So now here you are without energy. You have produced too many casts, tons upon tons of casts, because you are cooking with the wrong oil, you are eating the wrong food, and nobody ever brought this to your attention. And you go to a physician, they run all kinds of antibody tests, and they say you have Smith's antibodies. Your ANA is this. Well, I don't want to hear about all this. I don't want to hear about it. The root cause of the problem is still in the person's body. So this is the root cause of fatigue, chronic fatigue, exhaustion associated with lupus. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And then regarding the hypothyroidism, I know symptometry has actually had many success cases with, you know, helping people with various thyroid issues. I had a chance to speak to a young lady just last week who shared her testimony with me. So, again, thank you for the work you do. But could you touch specifically on hypothyroidism and as it connects to lupus? Is it the same cause for the fatigue, or is it something different?
No, it's the same cause, but with a different twist. The thyroid gland, needs iodine so that it can produce a lot, and also the T3 and T4 to regulate metabolism. Now, casts have invaded the thyroid gland, and for this reason, they will prevent the cells of the thyroid gland from using iodine to produce T3 and T4 and the other thyroid hormones. This is what happens. Oh, well, you are suffering from hypothyroidism. Eat kelp. Eat this, eat that. You can eat all this, and your disease will never be cured. You can take all kinds of pharmaceutical drugs. Your disease will never be cured. And instead, you would rather suffer from the side effects of these drugs. The root cause of the problem is there. It is lying down quietly and is watching you, flying over it. You are flying over it. You are driving by it. You are walking by it, and it is still there. That's why they said, well, it is incurable. It is incurable because you are knocking on the wrong door. You want an electrician, and you got a plumber. What else do you expect? So this is the root cause of hypothyroidism. So when you go and have a test, read, just get your test results. Get your numbers. What are your numbers? Instead of saying that, okay, be cooking with iodized salt, we will tell you that you will need ionization first. Because there is nothing in this world, nothing, that will remove casts. There is nothing. Countless cases of lupus erythematosus. And all those who complied with my recommendation of staying away from certain foods and using only certain oils have all been cured. Some of them went back to graduate school. Some of them graduated after graduate school and are not they are not teaching or they are not working in industries. They are not suffering anymore. Oh, joint pain. My knee hurts. Oh, my shoulder hurts. Oh, my elbow is frozen. Oh, I cannot make a fist. There is a common denominator that runs between lupus erythematosus and rheumatoid arthritis. Is one and the same. One and the same. Oh, rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. Wrong! Just know the root cause of the disease and then remove it through ionization. It is only ionization that can cure lupus and cell nourishment, not pharmaceutical drugs. They have tried it. They have tried it for how many years? Over 30 years. And nobody has been cured. Nobody. Instead, they have been sent to the hospice to die in the hospice. We cure them. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for your transparency as well, Dr. Narte. I know on the AUMA radio station there have been, you know, several people dialing in for different testimonies, and it's nice when people do that, but some people prefer their privacy too, right? I'm just really excited that Centometry still offers that phone consultation, because that way people can get one-on-one specific private help for their specific situation. Unfortunately, no two cases of lupus are the same, and that's one of the things that makes it harder for the medical community to support people with lupus at all. I have a, I had a question sent in that I want to go ahead and share now, just because the timing is so perfect. With what you said, Dr. Narte, the information out there says there has been no new medical treatment for lupus that has been successful for the last 50 years. And again, that's only treatment and management versus what Symptometry is offering, which is not just relief, but also a cure and resolution. So I want to go ahead and share her question, and I will encourage her to call your office for a consultation. She went ahead and took herself off of pharmaceuticals for lupus because she was having additional complications. She currently, I don't know if you want it to call self-medicates with natural supplements and different herbs and things that she was able to find. And she was really excited about the Siberian mushroom chaga because it has helped her with inflammation. It has helped her, and you know, anyone who goes online and Google will see tons of different you know, testimonies and things like that for it. But while it's exciting that she's able to get relief from what, from, you know, what concerned her. People use the chaga mushroom for thyroid issues, inflammation, diabetes, influenza, etc. I would say that it's still beneficial to follow up in talking with the symptometrist as yourself, because does it mean, and here's her question, because she no longer has her symptoms as long as she's taking her her all-natural supplement, is that the same thing as what's being offered? And I think I know the answer to this here, but I want to let you answer it, because she says if she stops taking her
that is exactly
for too long, it'll flare back up. So could
that
you just help
correct.
People make the difference?
That is correct. That is correct. I studied the product Shaga. I studied it. And it produces a lot of succinic acid. And just like all mushrooms, but there are some mushrooms that produce more than others. And the succinic acid it produces, you know, it helps to neutralize the acids, that inflammation, after there have been a lot of combustion in the person. So it does not address the root of the problem. So the person who spoke to you will continue to take this for the rest of her life. But here is the danger. Because she does not know how to eat scientifically, cast will be accumulating in other parts of her body. And where cast will prevent oxygen from getting to the cells, she may develop cancer. It can be cancer of the breast, cancer of the uterus, cancer of the ovaries. That is the problem with casts. This is why it is better and best to ionize or remove cast everywhere it is in your body. And you will know where cast is now doing this number on you. You will know that it is now in the at the back of your head when you begin to have occipital pain, pain at the back of your head. When you have cramps, when you have cramps in your thighs, when you have cramps in your calves, when you are walking, you wake up one morning and your voice is hoarse. Your voice is very, what happened? Your voice suddenly, it is cast. That causes this problem. Or you may develop incontinence. You may develop incontinence. You just urinated. Then 10 minutes or 15 minutes later, you feel like urinating again. And you just emptied your bladder. It is cast that causes this problem. Sometimes you may have itching in your urethra during or after urinating. It is cast that is causing this problem. Okay? And now, sometimes your thighs will become, your ankles will become stiff, or your neck will become stiff. Your finger joints will be so stiff and painful that you cannot make a fist. Your legs are stiff. Your legs are as heavy as lead. Heavy. Then your heels are painful. Then you have foot sweat. Foot sweat. That is horrible. Foot sweat. Okay? Then you have hot flashes. If it's not coming, if you don't have them now, they are coming. I guarantee that they are on their way. You don't experience them this year, you experience them next year, 3 years from now, 4 years from now. It's coming. It's just like you pour water on an elevation, and the water that will not go up, the water will have to go down. That is how castes are. So my best advice to the young lady who has the Shaga product is You can use this just to manage the symptoms so that you can drive, you can walk, you can do this and that. But there will come a time in the middle of the night where you have severe cramps in your calves. So address the root of the problem instead of, you know, continuing, allowing the symptom to continue to be delayed from one part of your body to another. That would be my advice to that person. Thank you.
Wow, and I think all of us just had a light bulb go off. So even if she's using the best of the best, 100% all natural everything, the symptom is being addressed, yes. The relief, she feels better, she has her testimony, yes. But since the root cause is not addressed, there are still the issue is still happening, and there will be symptoms and challenges appearing in other parts of the body, correct?
Bella Marie, let me add one more thing. You know,
yes,
why
ma'am.
Do people have inflammation? Why do people have an inflammation? They have an inflammation because their adrenal cortex was not able to produce cortisol. That's why they have an inflammation. And then they go to the physician, and the physician gives them some anti-inflammatory drug. Well, there is a better way to address the root of this problem. Remove casts in the adrenal cortex and supply the proper molecules, the proper elements. And the adrenal cortex will bounce back, will start producing cortisol again. And this is a natural way for you not to have an inflammation again, ever. Thank you.
Wow. Yes, sir. So, well, this is exciting. This is so exciting because even, ladies and gentlemen, what this means is even when we find products that we love and we trust off the shelf, we can use them for maintenance and support, but there's actually, again, a way to address the root cause and eliminate the issue so that we don't have to be dependent on those things, right? So now using it is an option instead of a must. I love having the option of being completely independent, Dr. Narthe. I really appreciate that, and I have to salute you and what your health coaches are doing through the American School of Symptometry and what your symptometrists are even doing as well. We have time. I'm just going to double check really quick for any extra questions that came in. Wow. Okay, Dr. Narthe, we've got quite a few. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, for your private health consultation, you can call any of our symptometrists to assist you, okay? So we're going to get as many of the questions as we can on the show today, but you will need to reach out to a symptometrist for your private consultation, or in case we're not able to get to your question that you sent in. Dr. Amsel L., his phone number is area code 336-456-9183. That's 336-456-9183. And we also have Dr. Maxwell Narthe, who is our guest this evening, our featured speaker this evening, and his office is available at 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. So, Dr. Narthe, you touched earlier on, eating scientifically, the foods to include, the foods to avoid, so people don't accidentally trigger another onset or another wave of symptoms, and that is something that both a symptometrist could help them with along with their therapeutic products, but is that a service that they could get from the health coaches perhaps as well? We have people looking for options.
Yes, they can call their health coaches. They can call their health coaches and because their health coaches work directly with headquarters, So the information headquarters will have given them, they can get them from their health coaches, you know. So I will advise them to contact some health coaches who are available. Some of them have their own websites and they are licensed by symptometry. And that would be the best way for them to have this option if they do not have enough time to have a consultation with Dr. Amsu L. in Winston-Salem or myself in Westchester, Illinois.
Okay, awesome. And I'd just like to highlight for our listeners, not every health coach that you find on the internet is a symptometry certified health coach, okay? So you'll want to, you know, check the symptometry website, the American School of Symptometry website. They would have symptometry certified on their site if they had been through the program and been approved and have access to the information that will support you. But you can also double check that information against what is listed on the official website. So excited for that. As we close out today's show, Dr. Narte, let's go ahead and end on this note, because you've given us a lot of a solution. We have addressed the, you know, you've highlighted and addressed the root cause of lupus. You know, we've eliminated the myth of the autoimmune disease. We've tackled why fatigue and hypothyroidism are so common in lupus as well. And we've even had a chance to address the use of natural supplements, the use of natural supplements, and even when those that get results, what people can do to eliminate it from their system and even prevent it being, you know, passed on to their future children. So on this note, for people, I would really like to just give you the floor for closing comments, because people out there who don't know about symptometry, originator of root cause therapeutics, they're managing on their own, they're self-medicating, they're suffering, they're dealing with immunosuppressants and steroids and then whatever side effects come from those. And this has really been a powerful podcast that offers so many solutions no matter where people are in their journey with lupus. So I really just want to turn the mic over to you for closing comments. I know you'll be in Hudson, North Carolina, next April 2018 for a health symposium there. I know there's a cruise you've been invited on to be a keynote speaker for the She Speaks Life Enrichment Conference series happening in October 2018. So your calendar will only get busier. What can you tell people? What would you like the closing comments to be about lupus and about health as we end tonight's show?
As far as lupus is concerned, you don't have to travel to Winston-Salem to see Dr. Amsu L. All you have to do is pick up your phone and dial his number. And it's 336-456-9183. Or you can contact headquarters at Westchester, Illinois by dialing 708-691-4977. And you'll be given a schedule. Your appointment or your consultation will be on the schedule, and you'll be told when I will be available to talk to you. I will tell you, I will ask you what you eat, and then I will tell you the mistakes you have been making. And if you agree, comply with our recommendations not to eat certain foods for your own sake, for the sake of your loved ones, well, help will be on its way, and a cure will be possible. Not a treatment, but a cure. We have cured many, many people who have gone on to do different things for themselves. And for about a year or two, they've not even called us for treatment at all. Once in a while, some of them will call to treat their mom or their dad or their sister or something, but not themselves. So health is wealth. Health is wealth. If you are healthy, you can go on to do many, many things because you become very creative and resourceful. Lupus curable. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it yourself from the founder of Symptometry, the founder of Symptometry, which is the originator of Root Cause Therapeutics, and you heard it first on Root Cause Radio. Get today's podcast at rootcauseradio.com. Go ahead, share it on social media, whether it is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, however you share information, however you get the word out. So many people will be touched and changed by this information, even with the nuggets that were shared on the air today. Ladies and gentlemen, Root Cause Radio is live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, with powerful health information that will help you move you forward, not only in your own life, but with the health and in the lives of your loved ones as well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Remember, optimal health is within your reach.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Rogers and Hollins is the oldest and largest family-owned jeweler in the country, and they stand behind everything they sell. They have an amazing selection of engagement rings, and they know everything about jewelry. And they're the only fine jeweler who offers lifetime repair and replacement against loss of diamonds or gemstones with no inspection required, ever.